It's another Saturday in CCO land, and we have a bit of a wine chat with our friend Jack Farrell from Haskell's. Good morning, Jack.
Hi there, Denny. How are things?
Things are well. I think we're in store for a pretty good day here in the Twin Cities. Maybe a little rain tomorrow, but I tell you, we'll take 52 degrees and anything like that.
Amen. It's been a long, cold winter.
Well, what are we going to be talking about today?
I thought it isn't too early to think about wine pairings to have with your Easter dinner. This is a good time in advance to kind of think about what you're going to have with that dinner. Easter feast and the wines to choose with it, whether it's Easter or Passover. It doesn't make any difference because the wine has got to go pretty well with the food. And, of course, I've got some good recommendations, some good guides for Easter wine pairings. It depends what you have. It's a busy time of year, and you want to make it easy. If you're having some kind of fish thing on Good Friday, don't forget Chablis is a really wonderful go-to wine. Chablis is the original un-oaked Chardonnay. It's crisp, it's nicely balanced, it's good acidity, and it's a perfect foil to any kind of fish dish, from the most sophisticated to the simplest. And, of course, it depends on what you're having. For example, a lot of people on Easter holiday have ham. Well, ham is a difficult wine, or difficult meat, in my opinion, to pair with because it's smoky and salty. Therefore, if I were picking a wine to go with it, it would be a German Riesling. It cuts right through that smokiness and the saltiness, and that high acidity of the German wine is very good with the saltiness of the ham. If you want to have a red wine with it, have a chilled Beaujolais with the ham. That goes very, very well. And if you don't want to have Riesling, try a Gulltner Veltner from Austria. Their dry white wine has got good acidity, nice balance. And if you're looking for a Beaujolais, a Morgon isn't too bad. And again, I would serve those Beaujolais a little chilled. They can handle that very nicely, and it actually enhances the flavor to have them chilled a little bit. So it's one of those red wines that can be chilled. Even a good Beaujolais could have a little chill on it. Bear in mind that all red wine could be chilled a bit. Usually they're always served too warm, not at room temperature, but at a higher temperature. The room temperature years ago was in the middle 60, about 65 degrees, and that's about the temperature you want to enjoy any red wine at. Another great wine to have over Easter, in my opinion, is a sparkling wine. For example, a Brut Rosé. Boyot, some friends of ours in Burgundy, make a Cremant that is absolutely delicious. Now, a Cremant is just a sparkling wine made in the Champagne tradition, etc., but it's not made in Champagne. So it's a sparkling wine made just like Champagne, etc., but it isn't entitled to the name Champagne. And this is where you benefit. You don't pay the price of Champagne either. It's a much less expensive, and that Boyot Brut Rosé is a perfect wine to have for the Easter or Passover feast at your house. It's a good wine to have on hand anyhow. It shouts celebration. It's easy to like. It's easy to accompany things. It goes very, very well with salty things like potato chips or caviar. And it also goes very, very nicely with any egg dish. So think about that. At Boyot Brut Rosé, it's a good one. Another one is just a rosé in general. Mato Rosé from Provence is really good, and it comes in a wonderful bottle that can be reused as a decanter. And it's a good wine for Easter. It's inexpensive. Everybody likes rosé, especially if you're having a brunch. These two rosés, the Brut Rosé from Bio and Mato Rosé from the Provence area of France, would be perfect wines. They're celebratory. They're pink color. They look like Easter holidays as well as taste that way as well. Sometimes if you're having like a Mediterranean dish, and some of our friends from Greece or Portugal, places like that, sometimes have roast kid. And kid is very, very interesting wine. I think what goes very well with it is a Chianti. And don't buy the most expensive Chianti. Chiantis can be very good that are inexpensive. We have one, Casa Ferrelli, that is very, very good, slightly chilled like the Beaujolais. It would be just lovely with it. And when you're having people in for the holiday, nice to greet them with a glass of sparkling wine. Our Cavatina, which is our sparkling rosé from Prosecco, is really wonderful. Yes, that's right. They now make sparkling rosé Prosecco. The white Prosecco is always good, but the rosé is more festive, etc. If you're having grilled salmon, I always like a Pinot Noir, and the Pinot Noirs from the Willamette Valley in Oregon are all just terrific. Really good and very, very good with salmon. The salmon just seems to cry for that. And if you're up to going to have, as I said, a Beaujolais with ham, that's good too. Morgon is one of my favorites. If you're having duck, also Pinot Noir would go very well with that. If you have asparagus, and most people are going to, that's a hard wine to pair with. And asparagus with chopped eggs, etc. Why don't you try a Sancerre? Sancerre is, as I like to call it, a Sauvignon Blanc with a college education. It's a part of France from the Loire Valley where they really specialize in Sauvignon Blanc. And the Sancerre goes very, very good with asparagus, and especially if you're covering the asparagus with either eggs or crumbled feta cheese, goat cheese from Greece. It just goes very, very nicely with it. You know, if you're going to have a brunch, which a lot of people do, scrambled eggs and champagne are very, just a marriage made in heaven, in my opinion. The same thing is true of, say, Eggs Benedict. A sparkling wine can be just the ideal thing, and that sparkling rosé from Boyau would be very, very good with that. If you're having a sweet thing, well, that's a different story entirely. If you're having hot cross buns and things like that, again, or early morning mimosa, which is vodka and orange juice, or you can have a sparkling mimosa, which is champagne and orange juice, which is very, very good also. And again, let's review what you're going to have for your Easter or Passover feast. Lamb is one of those wonderful things. It depends how you prepare it, whether you're having crown roast a lamb, rack a lamb, lamb shanks, lamb loin, lamb chops, a butterfly like a lamb. A butterfly like a lamb stuffed with minted rice is absolutely delicious. It's like a football, and you slice it up, and you see the center of the butterfly lamb is full of rice with little green flecks in it that come from the mint. It is a delicious entree. And, of course, with that, a nice Cabernet Sauvignon like Fog Mountain from California would be good. Or if you prefer a Bordeaux, our friends at Malmaison in Bordeaux make a very affordable Bordeaux that is absolutely terrific with any kind of lamb. And don't forget our friends in Spain. A good Rioja is a nice wine that would go very, very well with lamb. And while we're talking about lamb, a lot of people have beef, particularly our Jewish friends often have a beef. And that a Rioja would go very, very well with that. And chicken, again, Chablis isn't bad. It's un-oaked. A good creamy Chardonnay would also be very nice with that and go very, very well with chicken. And salmon, if you want to try something interesting, I often tell people if you're going to grill the salmon, marinated in 3 parts maple syrup and 1 part soy sauce. In other words, take about 3 ounces of maple syrup, 1 ounce of soy sauce, put your salmon fillets in that, let it sit for a couple hours, then pop them on the grill, and oh my goodness, what a delightful treat that is. And if you don't want to have the traditional Oregon Pinot Noir with that, which is the best, a Chardonnay from California wouldn't be too bad to buy a Chardonnay is a favorite of mine that goes very, very good with all that. If you're doing glazed ham, a good glaze for ham is you take a cup of brown sugar, a quarter cup of mustard, and a little vinegar, about 3 tablespoons. Mix that all up and glaze the ham with it. It is absolutely delicious. It adds a very, very cosmopolitan flavor to your glazed ham. Again, it's brown sugar, mustard, and vinegar. Very simple and really mostly sophisticated. We already talked a bit about asparagus. Potatoes at this time of year are always the best. Usually people do them au gratin or scalloped, etc., are just terrific. And, you know, if you're having people in for an Easter brunch, it's not a bad idea to have a simple drink for everybody, a Bloody Mary, a mimosa. And I often, particularly at the Christmas holidays, pick a mimosa that I make with cranberry juice instead of orange juice. It's got a little pink color. It's festive. That same thing could be applied at Easter at this time of year because it really is not bound by any calendar period. It's just a good drink. It's cranberry juice and sparkling wine. It makes a wonderful drink for your party. And again, champagne or sparkling wine is a great way to greet people that are coming over for your brunch. And if you're having a brunch where you're having sweet things like waffles or pancakes or French toast, you can serve that wonderful sparkling wine all the way through with that same thing. If you're doing Eggs Benedict for a crowd, a good helpful hint, in my opinion, is be sure and put a lot of vinegar. In fact, what I do is break the eggs and put them in vinegar, about a whole cup of vinegar, and I put my eggs when I crack them open in that vinegar. Wait till I get a pot of water boiling nicely. Then I dump the whole thing in, that whole cup full of eggs and the vinegar. And what that vinegar does is cause the eggs to gel more evenly. And when you take them out with a slotted spoon, you have a perfect egg that's poached just beautifully, whether you're having Eggs Benedict. And the thing we like to do in our family for Easter morning is have Eggs Benedict made with crab, where you take a crab cake and you put that on instead of Canadian bacon, and it makes a wonderful Eggs Benedict, kind of a little more sophisticated, a little fancier, etc. You know, a lot of people have baked egg dishes, egg casserole, and they're just great, too. And again, sparkling wine goes very, very well with them. Or a light red wine isn't bad either. Like I mentioned before, I'm a big fan of Beaujolais and a big fan of Morgan at this time of year. It can be served chilled. And it goes so nicely with those baked egg dishes. Are just good. And, you know, if you're marinating fruit, a good marinade for fruit is a half a cup of Cointreau, which is an orange liqueur, a quarter cup of lemon juice and a quarter cup of orange juice. Put maybe a couple teaspoons of orange or lemon zest in that. Put that over the fruit for a couple hours. And what a sophisticated salad you have when you have a fruit salad made with that Cointreau, lemon juice, orange juice. Just delicious, simple to do, easy, and a very sophisticated way to start. And of course, if you're having hash, and a lot of people have that, it surprised me, potato hash, beef hash, salmon hash are all terrific, and they also are the type of dish that goes very, very well with light red wines. You can even, as we mentioned a moment or two ago, have something like a Chianti and serve it slightly chilled. Or that Beaujolais, that Morgon, would be a perfect wine to have with it, too. So I don't think it's too early. You got a week ahead of you to begin shopping for your Easter wine and marrying it with whatever you're going to have for your Easter or holiday feast. And believe me, these matches go very, very well. And when the wine and food match up and match up well, everybody enjoys it that much more. It's an old, easy thing to do, and the folks at Haskell's are very happy to help you do just that.
And some pretty exciting things going on at Haskell's right now, Jack.
Yes, indeed. Our spring sale is in full swing. Last weekend, the results were overwhelming when we had our grand tasting. So we're having some tastings today in all the stores. Not as grand as they were last week or as many, but they'll be tasting and from 1 to 4. And believe me, the folks at Haskell's love to talk about wine, and at this time of year, our spring sale is the best time of year to buy wine. It's a good time to stock up your cellar for the long summer ahead. And there's a Haskell's near you where you can save big dollars during this wonderful spring sale. There's a Haskell's in Bloomington, in the Excelsior, right off of the Excelsior dock. There's a Haskell's in Faribault off of 35. Our Maple Grove Super Cellar is not to be missed. 22,000 square feet of wines from around the world. Minneapolis has free parking on Saturday and Sunday. There's a Haskell's at Ridgedale, Plymouth, St. Paul's Islands from around the world. Minneapolis has free parking on Saturday and Sunday. There's a Haskell's at Ridgedale, Plymouth, St. Paul's Island Village, Stillwater, White Bear Lake, and Woodbury, too. And if you can't come into Haskell's, go to Haskell's.com. And don't forget, we do deliver. That's Haskell's, the wine people.
Excellent, Jack. Let's talk again next week.
You know, Denny, I'm going to look forward to that.
Jack Farrell from Haskell's.